It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
People tell me all the time, worry about calories, worry about the fat grams, worry about all these other counts. But I'm going to tell you, as a scientist, the most important thing you can be concerned with, the most important thing to watch is what you eat and the pH of those foods. Joining me today is Lisa Davis. Lisa, I want to get down to this because I know you have a master's in public health, so certified nutrition. So help us talk about some of these foods, because I talk beauty and how it affects the outside or external part of our bodies, but internally it's a little opposite. We don't want to be acidic. We want to be actually a little more alkaline, correct?
Yes, we definitely do. And I think the big thing is eat your greens. Get some nice kale and saute it up with some nice garlic, or make a smoothie and throw in some spinach in that smoothie along with the different fruits that you have. And just make sure that when you're, you know, be conscious of what you're eating. For example, I used to eat sweet potatoes for breakfast. Now, I'm not telling you to do that, right, David? Because that's a little...
I'm speechless.
Are you? No, I'm, you know what? It's crazy. Like, I would actually, instead of like a power bar, I would heat up a yam or a sweet potato, and then I would just like wrap a paper towel and I would eat it almost, you know, the way you'd hold a bar. And yeah, I get funny looks, but you know what? My skin would glow, and it's really good. It's really alkaline. It's really important. So if you're looking at alkaline foods, you're looking at green vegetables primarily. There's also almonds, flaxseed oil. I have to say, David, I don't know if you've noticed, but if people start taking flaxseed oil, it makes a big change in their skin. I can't speak for everyone, but for myself, if I'm starting to have a breakout and I start taking flaxseed oil regularly, it really helps clear it up. Have you seen that at all in folks?
Well, it does. And actually, we say the same thing for those suffering from rosacea, eczema, et cetera. And it's an ingredient we often use in topical skincare. So it's got all kinds of great benefits. Well, there's a lot of ingredients you're going to find we use on the outside. And as you're talking nutrition, but let's talk pH a little bit. Where do you see the ratio of alkaline to acidic foods? Because on the skincare, we look for things a little more acidic. But when it comes to foods, you know, if it's supposed to be alkaline, is there a ratio or a way we can adjust them?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 80-20. Now, I know in our SAD diet, the standard American diet, right? And I think the SAD is perfect, the perfect acronym. It really is. And I think that what happens is that so many of us are so busy and we're running around and there's fast food, and those are the worst things. And not only for, I think what you were talking about, David, it's not just about looking good on the outside. You have to think about what you put into your body. And we focus so much on weight loss and obesity and this and that. And obviously that's important. But if somebody's having skin issues, that's something that they really need to be cognizant of. And they need to say, well, what am I eating? How's it going to affect the way I look? And it really is this beautiful synergistic relationship.
It is. Let's face it, your skin cells are born on the inside and slowly come up. Mm-hmm. And so what we eat is definitely how those skin cells are fed, not only when they're born, but as we go through our cycle of cell renewal. And so I'm a strong believer of things that you put into your body. And flaxseed was a great example of how it works synergistically with some of the products. So let's talk for a minute. My diet, I don't start with, you said a sweet potato? if it was fried, maybe
covered in marshmallows like on Thanksgiving.
Okay, then we could start talking about my breakfast. Okay, but I start with coffee, and I know coffee's acidic, and I know the negatives
it
of
is
it.
Very
but let's
acidic.
Face it, I'm not giving up my coffee no matter what we do in the world. Okay, but I recently switched from some of the sugars over to stevia, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Ooh,
because I'm told of...
Yes, stevia.
Okay. So I've learned some of the benefits, but my understanding is stevia now is more, that would be on the alkaline side, would it not?
Yes, that is very, it's very alkaline. And, you know, I have to say, I have to confess, I do not do coffee, but I am a major dark chocoholic. I eat dark chocolate often, actually every day, 70% or higher. So there are benefits, but it is acidic. And another thing that's acidic that surprised me are blueberries. And I love blueberries. So there's where it's funny, isn't it? Where you need to really balance because there's so many, right? Because you've got so many health benefits with blueberries and then they're acidic. But I think it's better to have a handful of blueberries than something from the drive-thru, right? So you want to pick and choose. But what else? Let's go on. I want to hear more about your diet. I tend to eat a highly alkaline diet, except for my dark chocolate. But other than that, Although I do like my grass-fed beef, I do admit it.
Well, the smoothies are new for me. I changed my whole diet about a year ago, and so I am learning to eat healthier. And so while I've always done taking care of the outside, I've not taken care of the inside, and I admit it. And I'm making those changes. And so recently, I used to eat tons of peanuts, and I've learned how a lot of the fats of that weren't as good, but they're different type nuts. So really, I'm after the crunchiness. Mm-hmm. And so I've recently changed more over to almonds.
Oh, almonds are great. They're very alkaline.
Okay, so if I'm looking at an 80-20 rule, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, David, what I think is so great, too, is the whole thing of you're saying for so long you've looked at the outside and not the inside, and it shows that people can change at any age. You don't have to say, well, I've eaten this way my whole life, what's the point? You can always make healthy changes, and there's so many great books out right now. I just got a bunch of great books that have smoothie recipe after smoothie recipe. And let me tell you all right now, the best investment you can make, I think, is in a Vitamix. They are pricey, but that baby works and it works great. And you can make any kind of smoothie. You can make soups. You can make any dressings, so many things. Have you used a Vitamix?
I have friends that have, and I'm starting to learn about it. I have not yet. So we're working my way there slowly.
I think what's good about it is it just for people who want something convenient that they can really make all these things and make them taste delicious.
You hit on something. I'll admit I'm 48 years old, and I guess in the past year, about a year ago, so I was 47. I decided, if you ask me my best time in my life, I was in my 30s, and I'm thinking as I'm getting older, I see myself gaining weight, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to go back. I've got a lot more years in my life. I'm going to go live it like I was in my 30s. But to do it, I had to get in shape. And so I started worrying about what I ate and the difference it made and the energy I have. It's at any age. I thought it was too late. It's not too late. So no matter what your age, you start off small and slowly make these changes. And I've come so a full 180. It's amazing to me. So Vitamix is coming
up. The Vitamix is great. You know, another thing, though, I should mention is that even just with age, I mean, I'm in my mid-40s, and I've always eaten clean, I mean, for years, and I've put on weight in the last couple of years. I've had to buy all new pants. I mean, and seriously, I'm like, what is going on? So there's those hormonal changes again, and that relates to skin. It also relates to body weight fluctuations. So I think it's even more important now to eat clean, and if you haven't, to start. And you don't have to start all at once. Don't get rid of everything in your house. Just say, you know what, I'm going to add a smoothie once a week with mango, some kale, maybe some other fruits you like, and mix it up, try it out, see what you like. You got to experiment and then kind of slowly remove things. I think if you try to do stuff all at once, it's just going to backfire, right? You want to be careful with how you proceed on these things.
Well, it is. I would have given up. And what I do is each week, every couple of weeks, it's true, I slowly made changes. I no longer keep potato chips in the house. I've replaced them with almonds and various trail mixes using some of the things we talked about. I no longer keep soda in the house. And I'm not going to tell you I jumped into just heavy juices, but I drink a lot more water to help flush out the system. And I actually put a little bit of lemon in it. And I know while lemon's acidic, once it hits the stomach, it leaves an ash, so it actually shifts and can help balance out our bodies with the pH. So I've used more lemon in the water, and so that's just a trick there. And so I'm following your advice and slowly doing it, and I'm finding my pantry and my refrigerator have slowly turned healthy, and it's amazing. If you took a snapshot of a year ago to today, it's totally different.
Isn't that nice? And it's so nice. I mean, it's so important. If you go in your kitchen, you got to keep foods in there that you like, that are healthy. You know, you got to make the changes. And I also think you don't want to be too strict where you're going to go insane. Like, for example, my mother was a total health food nut. She dragged me to the health food store in the 70s. I didn't like the smell and it was weird. And of course, back then they didn't have as many choices. And I figure, you know, if you want a cookie, have a cookie, but make sure it's got 5 ingredients, not 35, right? I mean, you've got to be able to pick and choose and still have things you enjoy.
Moderation.
While making those changes. Moderation, yes.
And start making the changes, and it makes a huge difference. So we make
And it's going to make a difference in your skin.
Well, exactly. You start making a difference on the pH of your body, it's going to have a better effect for overall your health and your appearance. And I don't just mean, we're talking weight here, but then that comes through to the skin at the surface. So some great
it
ideas.
It really does.
So my favorite is your idea of a smoothie. I haven't put spinach in mine yet, and I'm sure I'll get there, but
hardly notice it, really. And the other thing, too, is I'm telling folks, flax oil, get it. They have cinnamon flax oil now. They have different flavor flax oil, so if you don't like the taste, but it's a great thing to get.
I'm going to try it. I'll put a little bit of flaxseed in my next smoothie. Lisa, thank you so much for helping us with some of the foods that we choose and how it affects us from the inside. Well, as well as from the beauty on the outside. So been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.